I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Recent events in northern Nigeria have raised further alarm about the terrorist activity in the region. We'll look at that coming up. And then, if you'd like to invest in the life of the child overseas this Christmas, we've got a story just for you in about 3 minutes. But we'll start today in Nigeria, and our first story is difficult. We're talking about the murders of six farmers, a mosque bombing that killed nearly 60 Muslims, an attempted territory takeover that killed three Nigerian soldiers. These are the crimes of Boko Haram in Nigeria from just the last 10 days. But even more disturbing is Boko Haram's increase in the use of child suicide bombers. UNICEF found that from January to mid-August, the group sent out over 80 child suicide bombers. Nigeria's president has promised action, saying that the uptick in suicide bombings are the last kicks of a dying horse. Todd Nettleton of the Voice of the Martyrs USA says this remains to be seen. And meanwhile, almost everyone in northern Nigeria is in danger of the group's mad outrage.
Christians are certainly at risk, but they're not the only ones at risk. Boko Haram has killed thousands of Muslims. They have attacked government buildings as well as churches and Christian activities in the region. So they would see all of those, whether you're, say, a Shia Muslim or a Christian or a government employee, all of those are considered enemies by Boko Haram.
So what can you do? Well, would you step into the situation today and pray for healing to come to Nigeria?
We need to pray that they will still have that spirit of boldness in reaching out, reaching even their enemies with the gospel message, because that's what Christ called us to do.
Next, yesterday was Giving Tuesday, but giving can't be contained to just one day. Ron Hutchcraft of Ron Hutchcraft Ministry says as we head into the Advent season, we need to make giving and praying for missions a daily priority. It's like the importance of supply lines in a battle.
I saw an interesting comment by the man who was the former head of Australia's Special Forces, and he was discussing the issue of funding Christian ministry. He said the battles are not won based on tactics. They're rather won on destroying the resources of your enemy. He said that was one of the tasks of the Special Forces, to go behind enemy lines and destroy their enemy's abilities to supply the troops who were fighting the battle.
If you're a supply line supporter of gospel missions, your role is critical.
I would just say to someone who is a supporter of Christian ministry, please don't think you just are somebody who writes checks. No, you're on the field. You are in the game. And according to God's word, you as the sender of the people who proclaim Christ day after day where they are in ministry, you as the sender are at the foundation of the entire effort to get the gospel out around the world.
And the Slavic Gospel Association is finishing prep work for its Christmas outreach, Emmanuel's Child. SGA helps Russian and Central Asian churches build bridges for the gospel through Christmas programs and gifts for hopeless children. SGA's Eric Mock says,
Emmanuel's Child and the gift of each person that participates in Emmanuel's Child includes a presentation of a children's Bible along with Sunday school materials if they come to Sunday school after that.
Kids also receive a star with the name of the family that donated and is praying for them. And this year, SGA is hoping to reach 20,000 kids. But to do this, the program funding needs a 25% increase.
In general, we have been trying to get all the donations in by December 1st. However, in the weeks that enter into December, we continue to try to send over the gifts. But due to shipping Bibles and shipping the stars over, as we progress into December, it gets increasingly hard to get the stars, the funds, the Bibles, and everything to the church for the distribution in a timely manner with the Christmas holidays coming up.
You can help make an eternal difference for a child this Christmas. Come find your place in this story at missionnews.org. And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. Sometimes we need the tales of the impossible to be reminded of the adventures that build our faith. This month, Bibles for the World is offering the free book called The Dime That Lasted Forever by Rochunga Pattiddy. Each true story reveals an amazing journey of change when the love of God takes over. So get your copy when you sign up for it at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.